Amen. Shall we pray? Father Almighty, we are in your sight this morning to listen to you. I pray for myself and pray for all the audience. Take control. We want to listen from you. May the Holy Spirit inspire us your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I should say like our brother Jeremiah, Bonana. 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 Thank you so much. So this morning, it's the very first Sunday for 2022. It's a special day. It's a special day because this Sunday is like a door that is opening all Sundays for this 2022. And it's a day that the Lord wants again to speak to us. I know that last year, the 2021, was for some of us a year where they got all, they prayed to the Lord, and they didn't even succeed for other needs that they have for last year. And I know that for this year, the Lord is preparing other things for us, and I'm encouraging you who failed for last year to never give up, because the Lord's still in control to respond to your needs. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. The church have decided this year to have a topic with a title, Walking with Jesus in My Mission. Walking with Jesus in My Mission. You know, we are starting a new year that is like a house placed upstairs with 366 stairs way. And today we are still just on the second stair. So we are still left with 364. We have to walk with God so that we may reach the top of this year by God's grace. This morning we are going to read in Exodus chapter 33 from 12 to 18. Exodus chapter 33 from 12 to 18. And that is the word of God this morning. Let's read together. Exodus chapter 33, 12 to 18. The Bible says, Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you were pleased with me, teach me your way, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And that is the word of God. Amen. Shall we clap to the word of God, brothers and sisters? Yeah, as I said, the topic for this year is walking with Jesus in my mission. This morning we are going to learn about four things. Walking with Jesus is a privilege. And that is the thing number one we have to mention in this topic. Walking with God is a privilege.
You know, the Lord is asking us to walk with Him. But I will tell you that to walk with God is a privilege. You know, it's God who decided, who make a choice to walk with someone. You know, we do not deserve to walk with Jesus. You know, in the former time, many people ask Jesus to go with them, but He refuses. But when He decided to go with us, it's a privilege. It's a grace that we found to Him. The Bible says on verse 14, the Lord replied, "My presence will go with you. My presence will go with you." And on 15, the Bible says, then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people of the face of the earth?" So to go with Jesus, to walk with Jesus, it's a privilege. And the Lord is asking us to go with Him. It's a grace that He wants to give to us. And God decided to go with someone because He knows that without Him, we can do nothing. He knows that without Him, we are empty people. And He chooses to walk with us for our interests. And He chooses also to walk with us for a purpose. So He knows that without Him, we may be disappointed for 2022 because we'll face a lot of challenges. But without Him, we can't do anything. That's why it's so important to walk with Jesus, to walk with God all this year, and we'll not be disappointed unless we'll face a lot of challenges in our lives. So, brothers and sisters, the Lord is requesting us this morning to walk with Him so that we may not be disappointed during 2022. The second thing, walking with God changes our identity. When you walk with Jesus, that makes a change on your identity. The Bible says on verse 15, then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with us and we are your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" So when you are walking with Jesus, that can change your identity. That can make you different from other people from the earth. That can distinguish you from other people. You know, the much you spend time with someone, that can influence you, your behavior, and even your life. And God also wants us to walk with Him so that our behavior maybe changes. We will be different from other nations. We'll be different in commitment. We'll be different in faith. We'll be different in obedience. We'll be different in holiness. We'll be different far from sins, different from other people. Brothers and sisters, to decide and choose to walk with Jesus, that can bring us to have a new identity, different from other people. The main question you should ask this morning, with whom are you walking? With whom are you getting relationship? You know, the much we get relation with someone, the much changes our identity, even our behavior. Jesus is asking us this morning to walk with Him. And then our identity will be a heavenly identity, far from sins, and an identity full of holiness and obedience. Therefore, we will imitate Him. We will be friend to Him. Without Him, we can do nothing. We'll become best friend of Jesus unless we decide to walk with Him. The Lord this morning is encouraging us to work with him, as Moses said, unless they are working with Jesus, they will be distinguished from other people. The third thing, working with Jesus gives rest. And that is verse 14. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I'll give you rest. You know, in this world, it's not easy to get rest unless we are connected to Christ. He's himself who's able to give us rest. We need for rest. We need for peace. But without Jesus, it's not possible to get peace, to get rest. I encourage, I admonish you, brothers and sisters, this morning to choose walking with Jesus. Only him can give us rest. Many people want rest from sin and any other things that they are doing, but without Christ, it's not possible to get rest in the life. The fourth thing, walking with Jesus empowers us in our mission. When you walk with Jesus, he gives you power to work for him. He gives you power for your mission. It provides for skills and guidance. It gives you directions. The mission becomes relevant. It becomes effective. It becomes powerful. Because when you're walking with Jesus, he removes fear in your lives. He provides you strategies for your mission. He gives you passion towards people you are working with, people you are serving. You know, to walk with Jesus is a very thing and important things. And that's why Moses asked God to go with him. On verse 15, Moses says, then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. That's what the decision for Moses. He decided, I cannot leave this place without the presence of God. Our brothers and sisters, this year, it's not possible to serve the Lord without the presence of God, without walking with God. You are working in the hospitality team. Without God, it's not possible to serve him. So we should ask God to be present in our lives so that we may serve him. In our pastoral mission, it's very difficult to work for God without accepting walking with him, without getting guidance from him, direction from him, skills from him, strategies from him. Without him, it's not possible to work. And that's why Moses decided, I will not leave this place without you. With him, are you working, brothers and sisters? I know you have tasks in your life, but it's better to choose Jesus, to call him. I want to go with you, Jesus. I want to get strategy from you. I want to get direction from you. I want to get strategy from you so that I may succeed in my mission. This year, I know that you have different program in your life or different plans. The better should be to ask Christ to come and take control. Ask him guidance. Decide to choose and choose walk with him as Moses did. The Bible says on verse 17, and the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by your name. Amen. The Lord is ready to go with us. The same way he decided to go with Moses all around his mission, the Lord is ready also to go with us unless we call upon him to go with us during 2022. We know that to walk with you, it's a privilege. And you are providing this privilege to your people. Lord, we want to take advantage on this and ask you to come and take control in our lives. Walk with us, O Jesus. You are asking us also to go with you, to walk with you, Father. That will change our identity. We want a heavenly identity. Take control in our lives. We want rest. We want our mission to be powerful. Your presence is ready to make it, O Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray.